Chapter 14 Continued. For a second, Harry was almost sure Dumbledore's eyes flickered towards the corner where he and Ron stood hidden.
"Admirable sentiments," said Malfoy, bowing. "We shall all miss your highly individual way of running things, Albus, and only hope that your successor will manage to prevent any, killings."
He strode to the cabin door, opened it, and bowed Dumbledore out. Fudge, fiddling with his bowler, waited for Hagrid to go ahead of him, but Hagrid stood his ground, took a deep breath, and said carefully,
"If anyone wanted to find out some stuff, all they'd have to do would be to follow the spiders. That'd lead 'em right. That's all I'm saying."
Fudge stared at him in amazement.
"All right, I'm coming,"
said Hagrid, pulling on his moleskin overcoat. But as he was about to follow Fudge through the door, he stopped again and said loudly,
"And someone'll need to feed Fang while I'm away."
The door banged shut, and Ron pulled the invisibility cloak off.
"We're in trouble now," he said hoarsely. "No Dumbledore. They might as well close the school tonight. There'll be an attack a day with him gone."
Fang started howling, scratching at the closed door.